What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of day.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. So if you're in your car, in the trains right now, getting ready, you're thinking, what am I eating? What am I doing? It is divisional round weekend. You're thinking about how I'm going to DVR the game so I don't have to talk to Evan Roberts, the whole thing. I'm here to give you what I think are going to be the five likeliest talking points on all of the shows you listen to, including ours, on Monday to come out of divisional weekend.
I like this.
All right?
This is Tiki's favorite Cinco gimmick that you have.
Yes, it is.
It's a twist, though, today. I'm not coming up with catchy headlines. I'm just coming up with talking points.
You're not coming up with catchy headlines?
No.
He's getting lazy again, Tommy.
Yeah.
No, because it's different. You know why I'm not? Because the last time I did this, Evan's comment was, we're doing this again?
Maybe I said that with love.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
All right, number five. Should we start prioritizing paying running backs? This after Derrick Henry and Saquon are the biggest reasons for Ravens and Eagles wins.
Yes, I love this.
And it's not just Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. I mean, look at some of the really good running backs that are still playing in the postseason and can still make a huge difference over the weekend.
Right.
You said this early in the season. But we have almost seen the revitalization of the running back.
Mm-hmm. James Cook in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You got Joe Mixon in Houston.
Kyron Williams.
I mean,
and don't forget Detroit,
like,
man.
It looks like Detroit's going to get David Montgomery back.
Yeah.
At least that's what Dan Campbell said.
And you know, Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery ran for a combined like 27 touchdowns this season.
Yeah, dude.
Think about that for a second.
And Jahmyr Gibbs is like the change of protection back,
right?
Change of pace back. He's freaking jacked.
Yeah, no, he's good.
And you know what? Nobody's brought up, because I never bring it up because it would be me taking an L. Jahmyr Gibbs. Lions spent the first round pick on him.
Well, yeah. You also, right. And I don't remember the stat from last year.
And it was so high.
It was like 12? In the top 10, 12, 9 maybe?
9 or 12, whatever it was. It was high.
You brought up a year ago, because I remember a lot of things about how teams that win the Super Bowl don't have this kind of running back. And I forget what it was. It's, I don't know if it was...
Okay, I can tell you.
Yeah, tell me, because it may get blown away this year.
The only one in the last, like, 11 years, I believe, was Sony Michel. I put an asterisk on that. Teams, Chiefs with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, put an asterisk.
Go ahead.
Teams that spent first-round picks on running backs and won the Super Bowl with that running back they drafted.
So it doesn't work because Saquon's on a different team.
Exactly my point. This
Joe
has always
Mixon's
been my
on
point.
A different team.
Yeah.
The only one that's going to work for
Jahmyr Gibbs
and the Detroit Lions.
That's why I'm keeping that one hush a little bit.
That's a good one,
but that's kind of BS-y, if you know what I mean. Because the Ravens and the Eagles' big offseason moves were investing in running backs.
But that's the point of the argument. The point of the argument is, when you finally have the team together, that is when you then invest in that resource.
Right.
Not, I am struggling to find talent, and I'm spending a first round on a running back.
It's funny, because I've been asked to do a couple of articles from non-local, but just articles about the resurgence of the running back, and that's my point.
Yeah. Right.
Don't go spend money on a running back until you have everything else.
Yep, exactly. And I don't have a problem.
You know
with
what?
That.
It helps, because even Jahmyr Gibbs, the Lions were on the rise when they made that pick.
Right.
Yep. All right, here we go.
Number four.
The number four likeliest talking point we're going to have on Monday? Evan's going to like this one. Should the Bills fire Sean McDermott?
Oh, God. Don't get me excited.
And Evan, now I'm going to take your excitement away. Follow it up with, and should the Jets interview him?
Can't have that happen. I can't live in a world in which Sean McDermott is my head coach.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But there comes a point in time with the Bills where you knock on the door every January and you just can't break through. And in this case, to not lose to the Chiefs, to lose at home in the divisional round to the Ravens, at some point you got to start to ask questions. Do I have the right head coach to get me
to the next level? That if the Bills, and this may not be fair, but this is my view on who's going to take the national heat, if you will. If the Bills lose, it's going to be about McDermott. If the Ravens lose, it's going to be about Lamar Jackson.
Fair or not. I agree. It's almost like John Harbaugh's immune from it.
Yeah, and maybe it's because he's won before.
Well, true.
It's just a big part of it.
His resume tells you that he's a good coach.
Yeah, and Lamar has had smallish moments in the postseason. But even if you want to rip Sean McDermott, which I do, but take away the comments that he made, the ridiculous, let me pump my team up by saying, hey, you should be like terrorists, which is what he did. I'm sorry to bring it up again, but it pisses me off so much. No one ever talks about it, so we mention it a lot. It's one thing to rip him. It's another thing to fire him. It's one thing to rip Lamar Jackson. You're not trading him.
No.
Well,
no, that's
you can different. Criticize without saying,
right. He's not
fire
going
him.
He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
You're not doing that with a quarterback, but I think
he's likely
coach,
to win the MVP again.
Yes.
Head coach, you could get to a point where you're like, all right, you know.
Is that the right decision, though?
No. But the fact that we're even debating this tells me this could be a talking point.
No, I think it will be.
By the way, you realize if Lamar wins another MVP, he's basically a Hall of Famer.
Oh, no doubt.
Should be.
Absolutely.
Even if he doesn't ever win a Super Bowl.
I think that winning a Super Bowl is big for your legacy and all that, but I don't think it means you need it to be a Hall of Famer.
For quarterbacks,
for a quarterback,
it helps a ton.
Well, think about what they say about Dan Marino. He's one of the greatest of all time. He didn't win a Super Bowl. Like, it's his fault.
But I'm just saying, if Lamar Jackson wins his third MVP.
Yeah.
No, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, I agree.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Are coaches too aggressive in big games? Dan Campbell versus Dan Quinn, two guys who love going for it on fourth down. You mark my words. If this game is close and not a blowout, we will look back on one of these guys making a fourth down decision and going, should they have done that?
And I bet they're over under on fourth down decisions.
Five.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, basically, fourth down going for it.
Yeah.
It's a fourth down decision every fourth down, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Going for it on fourth down.
In this game, I think you're getting five of them because of the two teams.
You are right. You said this earlier
about. I might say over.
It could be. You said this about Dan Campbell. When or if the Lions lose, it will be around some kind of big gamble that he made that can easily be criticized and turned into, he's great and he's a wonderful motivator, but can you win with that kind of decision making?
Hear me out on the stretch. Dan Campbell has a lot of Tom Thibodeau in him in that we know Thibodeau's a really good coach, but his Achilles heel is, do you play the guys too much? Dan Campbell, we know, is a really good coach, but are you too aggressive at times? It cost them already one postseason. Let's see if it happens here this weekend. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Number two.
Is it ridiculous to have weather affect these playoff games?
I don't do this.
Cue me and Evan fighting. You're going to get heavy snow in Philly. You're going to get freezing in Kansas City and in Buffalo. And if the outcome of one of these games is sloppy as a result of weather, this will be it. Whether you like it or not, this will come up.
The football in general this season, I love the NFL, we're all watching it. The football's been sloppy in general. Using weather to blame it would be kind of lame. Like, the football's been bad all year.
Yeah. I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole, Tiki. The Matt Stafford game in Philly in the snow, and I think it was 2016. You see these clips, they're everywhere online.
Yeah.
Whew. That is not football. Go back and watch some of the highlights, and you realize people like blaming Matt Stafford. That is, if we get 5 inches of snow, that is not real football.
Considering the origins of football, why would you say that's not football? Maybe playing inside a dome with weather control, maybe that's not football.
So change the rule. No more forward pass.
Well, why you got
to
go there?
You went to the origins of football. So,
okay, so we're supposed to just get rid of the origins of football?
Well, I'm just saying.
You want every team in a dome. It's ridiculous, but that's what you want.
I want every team in a retractable roof.
No. Okay. The weather in Philly is going to be awesome.
Because it could be 40 and light snow and light rain, and I'm fine with that. If you get to the point where you know you have you're shoveling lines out on the field and you literally is affecting the whole, I think it's ridiculous. I think elements should be involved to an extent. That's my point. That's all.
Disagree. What's number one?
All right, number one.
Number one.
Despite 2,000 yards, is Saquon to the Eagles a failure if they lose in the divisional round? They made the Super Bowl with Miles Sanders. Got to get there.
So, the reason why your logic...
It depends on how they lose.
Well, yeah, I mean, if Saquon fumbles three times and it costs them the game, sure.
But there's always a caveat to that. Saquon could be great. But if another part of their team gets exposed, should they have invested more in that resource in the offseason?
If the New York Mets don't make the playoffs, Juan Soto has a great year, but they don't make the playoffs. Was the signing of Juan Soto a mistake?
No.
But you see what I'm saying?
Well, baseball's different.
Juan Soto's 26 and you have 15 more years to worry about it. You know these years are very precious, and you never know year to year with running backs and injuries.
But hold on. To your point, Teek, though, football is different, but not that they would lose because of him. There's a really good chance the Eagles aren't losing because of Saquon Barkley, and that's my only point. Like, he's had a wonderful regular season. He played well in the first playoff game. Like, I think you are so desperate to get this victory over Philly.
Mm-hmm.
By saying, you were wrong about Saquon.
Uh-huh.
They may lose and still not be wrong about acquiring Saquon Barkley.
This is you can't argue that they were wrong to sign Saquon Barkley.
I'm not, because I just made the point about the finishing piece.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, Tiki, is that you listen to me, he doesn't. You at least gave me, even if you disagreed, because my caveat was, should they have invested in something else that cost them over the running back?
And that's why I responded. Yeah. It's going to depend on if they lose, how they lose.
How they lose, right.
Who should they have invested in? Did you have lists of they should have signed this guy instead?
So, I'll give you, I went back on these tapes because I've done this. A big debate in Philly, ironically, was about two Giants guys. Felt a little weak at safety. Should they have gotten paid money to McKinney instead?
Mm. So that's going to be what the hill you die on.
Evan,
they should have stole McKinney from you instead of Barkley.
Just know this. I'm not backed in a corner and taking any else. I am until, and now if they win the Super Bowl, big L.
Yeah.
I have an excuse every round, and I'm ready for it. Enjoy divisional round weekend. That's your Cinco.
I know Tiki wouldn't agree with this, but I think deep down in Tommy's heart, he agrees with this. The Eagles' run now is a win-win for us. If they lose, great. We hate Philly.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yes.
But if they keep winning.
Oh, the mental gymnastics.
Watching this is like comic.
It is. He's planted the flag. And look, I think it's great. He's on the front line here against Philadelphia. The problem is, and you brought it up, is that, you know, they're great and they'll be back next year. But just to see Sean do the mental gymnastics and squirm is great.
Look,
it really is. Yeah, I don't want the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, though. Let me be clear.
I don't either,
but I do kind of want them to get this close. Like, this is even though Sean thinks he's going to get the ultimate victory with that, I don't think he will. I think he needs him to lose, like, this week.
You guys are everything that's wrong. You guys are Carl Anthony Townsend this.
What does that mean?
I'm out here fighting the city of Philadelphia on the front lines, and you guys are just taking it.
But
you know,
but Sean, I think that I think you represent all of us as Giant fans in the hatred towards Philadelphia. I think you are in the minority now of people that think Saquon Barkley is not any good. They should have signed him, and you're just
want to
come
off before
like
you
a,
make me
you
sound
come
like
off like a jilted lover.
Before,
if I'm being honest,
first of all, I am. Okay, second of all, if I am portraying that I don't think Saquon's a good player, I think Saquon's a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
You said he wasn't a winning player.
Didn't I take the L on that 2 days ago?
Okay,
so
keep
I was wrong.
Going. Take more.
That's you're wearing L, but I'm sure you say you're taking the L.
Saquon is a finishing piece on a good roster like Philadelphia. Now go finish it.
Sean. Finishing piece. Come on.
Go finish it. Come on.
All I know is if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, okay, when this show starts at 2 o'clock, welcome to the program.
Yeah.
How you feeling, Tiki?
Yep.
And after Tiki says his piece about the Super Bowl.
Then what, we're going to go to Rosenberg
on
the other side?
No, I'm going to look at you, Sean, and say, Sean, I got nothing. Just go ahead. I'd love to hear what I'm not adding a damn thing in that open. That open is about you trying to explain everything. And you know what? I don't want the Eagles to win, but I'm here for it.
And there'll be a Miles Sanders tweet somewhere in your queue that will never see the light of day. You got there with Miles Sanders.
Well, I will just say this. We will obviously have 2 weeks to prepare for the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And I'll be able to, I think, give a fair assessment on whether I think they win the game or not. You will know I'm panicked if I spend the Thursday and Friday prior to the Super Bowl licking poles on the subway.
And I
give me any disease on the planet, so I am knocked unconscious on Monday.
Well, you'll still be on the air. You could do the show from home. I did the show from home with COVID.
But what?
I mean, I was fine. Like, we did it. It was
but
all good.
What if I lose my voice?
Now you still come on.